27D. You find yourself in an odd place, between a rock and a hard thing, on a plane, between a morality and a sausage, between Cairo and Singapore. You had requested a vegetarian meal because you had been moved by the words, "The question is not, can they think? The question is, can they suffer?" And when you killed a small spider and your friend asked you why, you didn't have an answer. So now there's a sausage on your plate. No, it is floating in the middle of the air in front of you. And the man on your right doesn't want it, and the flight attendant could take it back, but he couldn't take it to a starving child or back to its mother, so it is going to float in the middle of the air before you until you decide to put it into a plastic bag or into your mouth. You reason that killing and wasting is worse than just killing, but then again, is it worse to outwardly support the world that eats meat than inwardly know that your chewing means only that you respect the hands that prepared it, the hands that killed it unnecessarily, and the mouth that screamed as it was dying for you? How much karma is in a sausage? How much fat and how much flesh? Do you really value efficiency that much? You're not in the Donner Party. You won't die if you don't eat it. And if you did die, would you really rather be eaten by vultures than cremated or left alone to peacefully push up roses? Which one would eat your eye? Then, suddenly, there's a loud Batman-esque thud, and a sausage plops onto your plate. You cut it and chew it and try to decide whether it's more efficient to enjoy it or not to enjoy it. And when you're through, the man on your left points to his with his plastic knife and asks, "Do you like these? Because I don't."